Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Much to cover today. We have the author of The Pink Swastika, Scott Lively, today. I'm anticipating the information he's going to give to the American people. One of the things I talked to him about last night is the fact that there's a huge parallel going on between Adolf Hitler's Germany and what's happening in America today. I said I've been talking about it for decades, literally 15 to 17 years here, making that parallel. Now everybody, even in conservative radio, even in the churches and the pulpits, are beginning to make the parallel between Adolf Hitler's Germany and what's happening today. That's why we stick with the Holy Ghost leadings, friends, because he's always leading us to some truth that he wants exposed and what he wants lawfully dealt with. I mean, the Lord's known by the judgments that he executes. Who does he do that through? The church that keeps his commandments. Why do they do that? Because they love the Lord. What's the end aim? What's the fruit of obeying the Lord? Righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 50. Verse 4. So, with that said, we're going to get to some of these things in just a couple minutes with Scott Lively, author of The Pink Swastika. Again, I am hugely anticipating this interview. He'll be with us live in just about 8 minutes here. Let me go over and show you this really quick. This is insanity. This is what the mainstream media continuously tries to hide concerning these actors. I'm sorry. You know them as politicians. And when it comes to the likes of a Joe Biden, we all know how he's there, friends. We know he's not there by the vote of the people. We know that he is. Folks, I'm not going to go down this rabbit trail right now, just highlighting all the things that we know to be fraud concerning this man in the people's White House. And friends, the truth of the matter is he needs to lawfully be removed, period. I don't care if you like that or not. It's the truth of the matter. He does not have the support of the people because he does not support the law, period. We know that. We know that his kid is a crackhead. Oh, Bradley, that's just all speculation. No, it's really not. I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. And go ahead and tell me how much of a theory this one is, friends, because it's right in front of your face on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page. Listen to this. If we can get some audio, that would be fantastic. It doesn't matter if you're on social media platforms. You will see.
Quarter.
Here we go.
That I'm holding in my hand.
There we go.
$0.25. We passed a law through the leadership of Senator.
The left side of the screen shows
a law that
liar, criminal politician Joe Biden.
You go to jail.
Back in the 90s, 20s.
Years.
And he's talking about implementing laws against those that smoke crack cocaine.
Nothing.
On the right side of the screen shows his son smoking crack cocaine, Hunter Biden. Isn't that amazing how that works? And now on the left side of the screen, we see Hunter Biden smoking it up. And yet we see his daddy trying to enforce laws against crack cocaine. Keep in mind, Mitch McConnell did the same thing, you know, Mr. Anti-Drugger, and then only to find out he's transporting and trafficking cocaine, 90 pounds of it, he's exposed.
We have an obligation
they love to promote
cordon them off from the rest
the opposite of what they do.
They are in jail.
Is this crazy? Can you make this up, folks?
Away from my mother.
He you wants all those crackheads in jail just as long as it's not his kid.
What made them do this? They must be taken off the street.
All of you that want to debunk this as a theory, can somebody help me out? I'm just curious. They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. How much a minute and 19 seconds worth of video? Mr. Anti-Drug wants to make sure that if you're caught with crack cocaine, you go to jail for 5 years no matter what. On the right side of the screen is Hunter Biden smoking crack cocaine. The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? Matthew 7:16, absolutely not. Speaking of what this criminal is promoting, that which is subversive to American law, speaking of the sodomite agenda, the homosexual agenda, I told you 17 years ago, friends, you're dealing with lawless people. They're doing the attacking. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. Remember what GLSEN founder rightly stated when he said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, Kevin Jennings. Remember what NAMBLA's slogan was during gay pride parades, sex before eight, before it's too late. Can't make this up, just giving you the facts. Okay? Ask the FBI, they'll tell you. Okay? We all know that the Biden administrator and administration just hired the role of an individual that is about as sick in the mind as it gets, Sam Brinton. There's also pictures of, I mean, folks, it's just sick. It's completely illegal in this country in so many different words, in ways, that the joke is on you, but I know that the people are beginning to rise up. This is Sam Brinton, I'm sorry, just appointed by Joe Biden. What do you expect? Okay, and then, of course, you know, the mainstream media wants to normalize Caitlyn Jenner into Sean Hannity's everlasting shame on this one. He plays into the game and tries to give him a nod for his gubernatorial run in California of Bruce Jenner by calling him Caitlyn throughout the interview. Okay, we know that Joe Biden appointed this individual, and I highlighted last week that it completely backfired when it comes to this man, Mr. Levine, that wants you to acknowledge him as a man. It's completely backfiring, friends. Matter of fact, on this article in particular, Twitter suspends Babylon Bee for naming Rachel Levine, or Levin, Man of the Year. This all comes from the USA Today. This is what they're trying to normalize. This is subversive to American government. This guy right here, who's winning all these awards, he wants you to call him Leah. And it's interesting because now the girls are beginning to rise up and say that we're not going to compete any longer if this is what the grown-ups are going to do. I want you to understand, this is the little leaven that the Lord told you to leave in the lump. This is criminal activity being thrown down on you by your government, and it must stop. And it's going to stop only when the people put a stop to it. Why? Because you are, we the people, the government under God. Let's get this right, folks. Enough of this. You see where they want to bring us? It's not going to stop there. If you let it go, you can rest assured. You already see what they're zeroing in on, and I'm not going to let it go. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. We do have a guest on today. Just letting you know, if you want to throw something in there, go ahead and shoot it up on the screen for us through GCN, and I'll do my best to get it over to Scott Lively, our guest, the author of Pink Swastika. Also wanted to let you know, real quick before I pull up Scott, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, subscribe to that page. Okay, subscribe to the page. You see what YouTube has done? You seen that which is Facebook is doing? You seen that which is Twitter is doing in the mainstream media and big tech companies are unlawfully doing? Hopefully there's going to be a day of reckoning coming in for them. But in the meantime, let's make it count now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe. And or go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And with that said, friends, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So here, I'm going to give you a little bit of an intro here. We're going to have Scott on here right now. As a matter of fact, he's up on Zoom. You can all see him now on social media platforms. Hey, Scott. And thank you for joining us. Over the last 15 years, Scott, now addressing you, my friend, I shared a little of this information with you yesterday concerning the parallel between Adolf Hitler's Germany back in the 20s and the 30s, even going into the 40s, to that of what we're seeing in America. And over the years, I've constantly seen this book that keeps coming up called I'm going to pull it up for the people to see, The Pink Swastika. The homosexuality in the Nazi Party. And I continuously seen the rollout because, Scott, I've done about 365 public high schools, and I just did one last week, as a matter of fact. And with that said, I've noticed that they're zeroing in on the kids. So with all that to say this, there's a huge parallel going on. What is the importance of understanding the past concerning the homosexual agenda, concerning what may take place here if we don't deal with it now? What say you, Scott?
Well, I tell you what, I heard the last part of your segment dealing with the transgender crisis. And, you know, that started in the same place, right? Almost every sexual perversion that we're dealing with in the United States today has its origins as a movement in Germany in the 1800s. It was actually Magnus Hirschfeld, who ran the Sex Research Institute of Berlin, who coined the term transvestite. And you know, they did all kinds of, they're actually supposed to be a treatment center for people with sexual problems.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was a nest of perverts, you know, from top to bottom. And many of the Nazis, Nazis were sent there, by the criminal courts in Germany, for treatment. And in America, this book right here, this is the memoirs here of Ludwig Lenz, who was the assistant director of the Sex Research Institute of Berlin. The book, the piles of books that were burning, you know, the
right.
videos.
Yep.
That's actually one event, and the event was the records of the Sex Research Institute of Berlin were burned in that pile after the Nazis took over their headquarters, because according to this guy, there were over 40,000 documents regarding Nazi perversions in their records. And this guy's the homosexual assistant director of Magnus Hirschfeld's Institute, the guy who really was working to normalize transgenderism all the way back then.
Yeah.
Of course, this was in the 1930s, not in the 1800s, but the trail of this goes back to the 1800s.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about it to me, Scott, is the fact that when you look at the history of Germany, isn't it interesting? We were raised up seeing how bad Adolf Hitler is and what he was doing, what he was responsible for. I have never, ever seen a documentary exposing the fact that Adolf Hitler surrounded himself with masculine homosexuals to do his biddings for him. Why was that piece of history left out?
You know, that's it. A lot of history is suppressed, but probably the most suppressed aspect of modern history is the poison stream of homosexuality among the elites, and especially Germany. Nazi Germany was a dress rehearsal for what's happening here in the United States. It was a different, the sexual phenomenon was at its own flavor in Germany, because Germany was a highly militaristic society, unlike the United States of America. But nevertheless, the so-called gay rights movement started in the 1860s under Karl Heinrich Ulrichs, who started the Scientific Humanitarian Committee. He was an occultist with a philosophy that said that male homosexuals were really female souls trapped inside male bodies, vice versa for lesbians.
Yep.
And that really meant that all male homosexuals were really women. And against that, the other half of the spectrum, half of homosexuals are feminine in orientation, and half are masculine. Yeah. Some of them very masculine. They revolted against that concept, and they started their own organization called the Gemeinschaft der Eigenen, the community of the elite, or the community of the special ones, in 1902. And these guys did battle with each other in German culture all the way up until the Nazis basically crushed them. The butches aligned with the Nazi party, the femmes aligned with the Communist party, and they fought back and forth. And as a matter of fact, the femmes helped to keep the Nazis out of power in the 1920s, because they were in a parliamentary system after the Beerhall Putsch, during which Hitler and the nationalists believed they could take back the country through military force or insurrection.
Yeah. Totalitarianism, yeah.
That failed as soon as Hitler came out of jail, the Landsberg prison, where he was there with Rudolf Hess and a bunch of others, he changed the model by winning elections.
Yeah.
But the Fems kept the Nazis out of power by exposing their homosexuality to the public during election time. And so the Nazis hated them with passion. And the first target of the Nazis, once Hitler came to power, was the headquarters Fem branch of the gay rights movement, which was Research Institute of Berlin. That's what Ludwig Lenz was talking about in explaining what those records were that were being burned in those videos.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I want to get into more specificity concerning Adolf Hitler. Okay, so we have Adolf Hitler surrounding himself with masculine homosexuals and to basically do his biddings for him. Are we talking about Goebbels, his propaganda minister? Are we talking about Goering? What's the difference between Adolf Hitler, Goering, Eichmann, and the list goes on of the people that he had around him? Were they all, in fact, just masculine sodomites?
You're bringing in all this stuff. The Americans are most familiar with the stuff that happened during the war years.
Yep.
But this stuff goes way back. Right? It was 1919 that Hitler and Ernst Röhm took over the German Workers' Party, right, and then turned it into the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and then they folded in. It was like a street based terror organization run by a small group of people, backed up by the brown shirts, right? A military. To put it in perspective, the Treaty of Versailles imposed a limitation on troops on the nation of Germany. They could only have 100,000 men in arms. And that put hundreds of thousands of professional soldiers out of work. And the nationalists kept the army, their people, organized in these social clubs and things like that. But they didn't have any guns, but they had a hierarchical order, et cetera. They're all under the control of the junior officers of the former German military. And all of them were called Freikorps, independent individual military units without guns. And then Ernst Röhm was the real power behind the throne at the beginning, like much more power than Hitler did. He was the most notorious homosexual of the Nazis.
Huh.
He recruited into homosexuality by Gerhard Rossbach of the Rossbach Bund, the Freikorps that was exclusively homosexual. Gerhard Rossbach was a homosexual, and he collected all of his pals in this group, and they were quite a myth.
I got a heartbreak coming up, folks. This guy has a voluminous amount of information. I mean, you're hearing what's going on. Scott's done his homework. We got our friend, the author, Pink Swastika, Scott Lively, talking about Germany of the past. In parallel to that, what's going on in America today, folks? We're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Judiciary Committee has started confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This committee should inquire, will you protect the rights of Americans to speak, to say unpopular ideas, to say ideas that the government doesn't want you to say, that you nonetheless have a right to say? Will you protect freedom or restrict it? Will a justice vote to defend your Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, to defend your family, to defend your children? Or will a justice roll over to the Democrats that want a disarmed citizen?
The committee hearings will continue throughout the week. In more American gun violence, 10 people were shot at a spring break party in Dallas, and several others were injured as they tried to escape the gunfire. One person is still in critical condition following the shooting at the Space Dallas, a party venue. None other victims were taken to hospitals in stable condition. No arrests have yet been announced. This is USA Radio News. European Union countries today accused Russia's military of committing war crimes in Ukraine, but appeared unlikely to impose any new sanctions on Moscow, despite anger across Europe for those responsible for the attacks on civilians to be held accountable. With civilian deaths mounting in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock highlighted the increase in Russian attacks on civilians, including hospitals, children, and theaters. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and several other officials must testify in a civil trial involving engineering firms being sued by four families of children over liability for lead-contaminated water connected to the Flint water crisis. U.S. District Judge Judith Levy denied motions by Snyder, two former state-appointed emergency managers, and ex-Flint city officials to squash subpoenas, compelling them to testify. The four families were not part of a $626 million settlement between Flint residents and the state of Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. I see a lot of comments on social media platforms. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking with Scott Lively, friends, the author of Pink Swastika. Scott, I just got to be honest with you. You got enough information. I mean, I ask you the simplest of questions, and you run for a mile and a half, and it's like I know I'm just, you know, getting you going. Can we, with all due respect, because now we know where to go when we want these answers, I mean, you have done your homework, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Can we just get some quick answers to some quick questions, because we're going to have to do this again for a lot longer than the time allotted. And that's high-fiving you and your efforts and your due diligence, and I appreciate it. When we go back to, obviously, this is a part of Nazi Germany that was never shared with the American people concerning who it was that was responsible for what, in fact, was taking place there in that country. And no surprise here, because we see it all being, well, history is repeating itself because we haven't learned from history, and I don't want it to go that far, but we see it going that direction right now. Who were the Adolf Hitler? I brought this up to you yesterday, just throwing out some names, Eichmann, Goering, Goebbels in the gist. Who was the ones that were really pushing this agenda, and what was the reason behind them pushing this agenda?
Well, the brown shirts, as I left off with, they were the power, the military power that allowed the Nazis to just pull their way through. And it was the leaders, it's the SA, the Sturmabteilung. Those leaders were the primary pushers of the agenda. The political folks that came along later, the military leaders, they don't have all that much to do with this. This is a political party about. This is the you know, you're thinking about the warriors. You're thinking about Rommel and the generals and all that.
Yep.
They have almost nothing to do with this. This is the party. The Nazi party was like the Democrat party, full of perverts, and that they controlled things, and they got all the other agencies of government basically did their bidding because they were the power that was driving the regime.
Yeah.
And it was the inner circle of Adolf Hitler. They weren't the famous names for the most part. Now, Rudolf Hess, absolutely. Rudolf Hess had been Hitler's right-hand man all along, was with him in Landsberg prison, and then flew the channel and went to England, ended up spending the rest of his life imprisoned. Walter Funk, who was the Reich Minister of Economics, was a homosexual. Hans Frank, who was Hitler's lawyer, was a homosexual. The famous names of the famous names, Goering was a transvestite. Goebbels, there were accusations about him, but nothing that really came true. Reinhard Heydrich, who was notorious, you look up his name, he's not as famous to Americans. He was a really wicked, evil man, was homosexual. Walter von Schirach, the head of the Hitler Youth, was a homosexual.
It
goes on and on and on. And I tell you, this isn't something that I'm getting from super right-wing newsletters, right?
Right.
This is straight out of the homosexual movement. Let me show you this book right here. Homosexuality in and Male Bonding in Pre-Nazi Germany. This is the two of the leading, the top in the entire world, scholars of the LGBT movement, right? This is their book. Harry Oosterhuis and Hubert Kennedy. They're apologists for pederasty, but this book is chock full of documentation about what actually happened from the homosexuals themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so let's transcend. Let's go to 1987, Michael Swift, February 15th to the 21st. It was actually brought into the Congressional Record, the Homosexual Manifesto, which, by the way, I was attacked for time and time and time and time again. I was a liar. I was a hater. I was a bigot. Now everybody's standing back with their mouth dragging on the floor saying, oh, my goodness, Bradley, they've known all along. What say you?
But hey, you know, I was getting canceled before it became fashionable. I mean, 30 years ago, I was getting canceled for telling this stuff, and that the gay manifesto is what you're talking about.
Yep.
I think it was Michael Signorelli, who was actually Michael Swift. That's obviously a pseudonym.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be, it begins, you know, this essay is outre madness, right? The dream of an oppressor. Of the oppressed becoming the oppressor. But then it goes, so we will sodomize your sons. That's
yep.
the first. And then one thing after the other. At the end of the pink swastika in the fourth edition, we actually have, I've taken that essay and I put it out, and line by line, I showed that every single thing that was supposedly was satire, or parody in that essay actually came to be, right?
Yep.
That's in fourth edition at the very end of the book. So, you know, I was being attacked for that, too. Anybody that stood up and said that, you know, had any criticism at all for the LGBT movement was called a Nazi. That's why we, Kevin Abrams and I wrote this book.
Yeah.
I was being called a Nazi for opposing the LGBT agenda in Oregon, when I was the state communications director for the Oregon Citizens Alliance.
Okay, so how did we, okay, so, and again, I'm putting these, proposing these questions to you because you're going to give us a different point of view. How is it that we went from crimes against nature, to if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Our forefathers did much worse, by the way, because they followed canon law and, ecclesiastical law. But I'm curious how it went from crimes against nature, Romans 1:24, then to mental illness all the way up until 1973, to if you don't accept this, you're a hater and you're a bigot.
It was actually a friend of Karl Heinrich Ulrich's that I mentioned in the 1860s who coined the term homosexual. Previous to that, they were known simply as sodomites, and homosexuality was considered a moral weakness. They invented and promoted the idea of homosexuality as a medical condition and coined the term homosexual to steer attention in that direction. And then you get into more modern times, and they go past homosexual to gay, which is actually they stop even considering it as something negative, and now it's a positive.
Yep.
So they take the word that used to mean happy and carefree, and now it's being applied to the lifestyle of sodomy. And of course, we've been living under that. And I believe that actually that name came out of Nietzsche's book, The Gay Science. And he died of syphilis that he acquired in a homosexual brothel in Genoa, Italy. You know, it just goes on and on and on. I've been studying this for 30 years. I've got boxes and boxes. The pink, you know, this book could be twice as thick, with all the stuff that I've accumulated since the fourth edition came out. You would think that with 400 pages of documentation that you'd have all information, but literally I've got a 3-foot stack of mimeographed pages and things of stuff that need to be added, that would double the size of this book if I ever got the time to continue.
Oh, I hear you. So let me move on to now again, just showing the parallel. So now we have a said president. That's what they want us to accept, that he was voted in by 80 million people, which we know is untrue. We have Joe Biden in office that is promoting, and we know from the past, we see it with Joe Biden. I mean, he's not afraid to show his affection for young people right in front of the cameras. Barack Obama appointed 225 radical homosexuals. We know that George Bush was doing it. We know Daddy Bush was doing it through Boys Town, through Franklin cover-up case. To most people, they just think this is out of sight, out of mind. This is crazy. This is theory. That will never happen here. But yet we see through Joe Biden, he's trying to normalize now in the face of the people. And I don't believe that the people are accepting of this, but they are through their silence in so many different ways. But what do you see transpiring right now through this current administration concerning the push that's been going on far too many years in this country?
Biden is a hand puppet, right? We're talking Obama, right? Obama is behind all this. Obama, who is a homosexual.
That's
himself,
right. That's right.
Right? He's the guy. You want to look at all the disasters that have befallen this country since 2000. Every single one of them is the responsibility of Barack Obama. Just an antichrist figure worse than any we've ever had in American culture. Even the Ukraine stuff, right? But that's coming out now about these bio labs and all that. His fingers are on it from the very beginning, going back to like 2005, right? Even before, while he was still a senator, right? But he's behind all this, and he's the one who pushed. He tasked every single federal agency of the U.S. government with prioritizing the normalization and protection of the LGBT agenda worldwide. And it never stopped. Even under Trump, it still kept going, even though Trump scaled back on the transgenderism stuff because the public is still resisting that. But we lost the homosexual battle in 2015 with the Obergefell v. Hodges case at the Supreme Court. And so all of a sudden, the whole Republican Party has now caved to the agenda and have normalized homosexuality or going right along with it because supposedly it's a closed issue. It's not a closed issue.
Exactly.
It's a legitimate decision. Two of the justices on the case, Ginsburg and Kagan, performed same-sex marriages, quote-unquote, during the pendency of the case.
Yeah.
The most egregious violation of judicial ethics in the history of the Supreme Court, right? That's an invalid decision, but nevertheless.
And, of course, they're not going to recuse themselves. They must be impeached and prosecuted by we the people, and if we fail to do this, they're going to keep pushing forward.
That's right. And they
I got another hard one up right now, Scott. I got another hard break. Just hold up 1 second. I wish we had 3 hours today. I really do. My goodness, folks. What a plethora of topics we could cover concerning this topic. Talking to Scott Lively, Pink Swastika, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in over 155 outlets. You did that. If you want to cross-check my information, go to Genesis Communication Network. Go ahead, look at the gauge. We also have 53 countries listening to us as well, and I'm glad. I'm glad we have the guest on that we have on today, the author of The Pink Swastika, Scott Lively. Oh, my goodness, folks, again, what a voluminous amount of information that we are getting here today. Scott, I got people online right now that say, can we go after the show's over? So when it's done, let's just keep rolling. We'll do it without commercials, if that's all right. I honestly, the only thing I can go back to is concerning the things that you were talking about during the last segment was Larry Sinclair, Barack Obama. Just to prove that it's not theory, he was the homosexual that came out and told us all about who Barack Hussein Obama is because he was the one committing acts with him. It's interesting how he mysteriously popped up out of nowhere, Barack Obama, and then we begin to understand who he is after the fact, and that's to the shame of the American people that didn't pay attention to it right after the get-go. The guy violated and transgressed the American Constitution over 1,168 times. It also reminds me of the fact that he appointed over 225 that I know of, homosexuals, lesbians, radicals to government positions. You covered that just a little bit. He also, I believe, appointed Alina Kagan, who was responsible for queerifying Harvard, never judged a case a day in her life. She surrounded her people or herself with people that were just unthinkable in character, to say the least. Also reminds me of Eric Holder, the attorney general, who failed to bring prosecution concerning what was going on in the Pentagon during an ICE investigation. We had Brian Bender on probably 12 years ago from Boston Globe, who had shared with us that during that ICE investigation, Scott, They found that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon were found out to be downloading child pornography. Those are pretty easy people to extort when you get them to that point. They're going to do what they're told, because if they're not, they're going to be ousted. What say you concerning even the things that we just got done covering? Because I think if we go into detail a little bit, it kind of applies the truth of the matter to the people that want to reject it. We can't reject it because it's in the Supreme Court. It's in the people's White House.
You know, I'm a pastor in addition to being an attorney, and I tell you, this is a spiritual problem. This is we lost our Christian heritage with the Everson versus Board of Education ruling back in 1947. That was the case that took America off the foundation of the Bible and put us on the foundation of secular humanism, shifting sand. And ever since then, we've been being dismantled year after year. And all the evil that we're seeing around us is just simply human behavior is no longer restrained by internal morality. And people have reverted to animalism, and the most corrupt and wicked of among us have taken the seats of power. And the common denominator for all of them is secular humanism, which I think is the religion of the Antichrist. Secular humanism, the worst religion, the most evil religion in the world, the perfection of the old satanic, demonic religions of the past, in which man is his own god, and that rules are only rules if we decide that we want to follow them, and otherwise we do whatever we want. That was out of Nietzsche, right? Nietzsche, who taught Hitler, basically, who wasn't, Hitler came later, but Hitler followed Nietzsche's philosophy of that the true Superman wills himself to power and doesn't restrain himself by, quote, the morality of the weak herd. And that's what we've got now. We have a completely Marxist system that is at the core of all of this is the sexual revolution, the overthrow of God's system of sexual morality and replacement with anarchy, sexual anarchy. And the driving force, the point of the spear of this has always been the homosexual movement, because they have the most to gain, and from their perspective, from the overthrow of laws restricting sexual morality. And so they've been the army that has done this, and they have, going all the way back from just after World War II. The center of homosexual power in the world shifted from Germany to the United States and just picked up without stopping. And we got Kinsey, comes along 1948, right? Yep.
I was going to bring him up, and Hugh Hefner as well. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Judith Reisman, who was a great friend, spent her whole career exposing Kinsey as a homosexual fraud. He was basically pansexualist, super pervert, who almost single-handedly dismantled the sex laws in the United States from all the way through the 1950s. All of them. So there's nothing left. And then under Reagan, Byron White writes the majority opinion in Bowers versus Hardwick, which restores it temporarily, right, during the Reagan Revolution, saying that the states actually have the right to regulate sexuality in the public interest, right? And then we started to regain some ground, and then Reagan tried to nominate a second Scalia to the court in the form of Bork, right? But the elites ganged up on him, took him down like they're taking down everybody now. And Reagan's punishment for that was he had to accept Anthony Kennedy at the Supreme Court. Kennedy, the worst enemy of the family in the history of the court, he wrote the majority opinion in all four Supreme Court cases that established gay cultural supremacy over Christianity in America, starting with Roe versus Evans and ending with Obergefell v. Hodges. Yeah.
Is this not bewilder you, Scott, preacher to preacher, that we have 86% of the people in this country profess to be Christians? But the fact of the matter is they don't even know what the word says, and if they love God so much that they disobey him at every given opportunity. You have 350 million people in this country tolerating, my numbers, less than 1.7% of the population. Yeah, that little leaven is leavening the lump.
It's Christian-flavored secular humanism. It's not Christianity.
That's right.
That, problem we have. There's a remnant. There's a small remnant of Bible-believing Christians that actually believe the Bible is the Word of God and follow it. They have an authentic biblical worldview. And all the rest are in varying degrees of secular humanism with a veneer of Christianity on the outside. And the thing about secular humanism is it stole a lot of the goodness of Christianity and marketed with the social gospel. And so people can walk around thinking of themselves as good people, following secular humanist ideology until they run into things like thou shall not, that it's an abomination to lie with a man as it is with a woman,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
When they run into actual hard line truths of the Bible, they take sides with the humanists against the Christians, and that's where we are. That's why things are as bad as they are.
Gotcha. I have 2 minutes left with Scott Lively, Pink Swastika. You can go online. You can get his book. Folks, it's really easy to access. I did it right before I pulled Scott up, and it's all over the place. So go ahead and check that book out. Scott, I got to have you back again, and we got to have more time doing this. Matter of fact, we have a morning show I'm going to refer you to, and hopefully we can get you on that one as well. The last 2 minutes, what do you see as the resolve? I mean, common sense comes into play, but what would you say to the 155 cities that are listening right now as to what they need to do to put a stop to this?
Well, first of all, access my resources at scottlively.net, including the Pink Swastika there. All versions are available there and a bunch of other stuff. But when it comes to what are we going to do, well, we're getting close to underground church time. You take care of your family. You put a buffer, a firewall between your family and the world. You pull your kids out of public school. Number
Amen.
One priority of your life is to get your kids out of the hands of the perverts that control America's public school system. And then you find you pursue means of living where you can't be canceled. And you build your network of support with other believers who are remnant Christians. And you come out of the world because the people with their feet, both feet in the world, are going down. They're going down. And only those who are aligned with Christ, only those who are abiding in Christ, are going to survive this spiritually.
Amen. Well, you know what? I'm all about it. I do have to say this. I'm not hooked up right now where we're going to be able to pull Scott over for another hour, but we are going to pull Scott back up in the really near future to have him online again with us, friends, because I think that this is probably the tip of the iceberg concerning what we can tap into concerning the information that you have. I totally appreciate you, Scott. The door's open here always. And again, like I said earlier, we know where to go now, and we need some answers concerning this parallel. I appreciate you. And again, if there's anything we can do, don't be afraid to ask. You have a friend over here, and we appreciate you very much. Go ahead and say that again. Okay. Well, we appreciate you. And folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We, again, will be back in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And again, see ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.